This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To the fan hotline of Cleveland.com. You know him, you love him. Lance Reisland joining us now. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Happy game week.
Hey, Coach. First off, happy game week. But if you send Nick and I any more text messages based off of preseason games and the Bengals,
absolutely,
we're going to have to reevaluate our friendship.
I disagree.
Way too many preseason and what happened in the Bengals preseason.
I like the details, Coach.
Why do you think the preseason mattered so much for the Bengals this year?
Well, I'll tell you why, because I think the Bengals have gotten off to such slow starts. When you watch them, what they're doing offensively, in the past, they've kind of been very vanilla, especially when those first groups are in. But if you watch that first quarter of all three games, not the third game, especially those first two games, they were trying to get in rhythm. They had five out in their pass set. They did a lot of stuff that they're going to try to do against Cleveland. But that's why I thought watching those three games and the notes were important. So attention to detail, I think it's for the Browns, this is a game I think they can win, and I think they got to treat it like that. So I think the attention to detail is important.
So let me ask you, are you expecting a win on Sunday?
I am expecting a win. It's a game of matchups, and there's some matchups in this game that are, if the Browns can win on first down and do a couple things, there's a couple matchups that are incredibly in the Browns' favor that they can take advantage of if they can win on first down.
What are those matchups?
Well, if you think about, so if they win on first, if they can win on first down and get defensively first, we'll start. If they can win on first down, now Burrow is in second 10. Their offensive line, so you got those, you got Mims and Brown. They're both 6'7", 6'8". They don't bend very well, and that's what the Browns' defensive ends do very well. They're actually in a guard competition for their right guard right now with Patrick, Rivers, and Risner. And they brought Risner in, who I thought he was okay, but they don't even know who's starting at the right guard. And then they got a rookie at the left guard. Now, Karras is a good center, but if you can win, they have pass, and Taylor likes to get five out. That's why they've always had such success against the Bengals, because he doesn't help on Miles very much. So if they can win on first down, now same thing on the defense side of the ball. They can't stop the run. They brought in Slayton, who I thought was a good pickup, but they can't stop the run. If you get to second five, now you can take some play-action shots. You can get a couple cheap scores. I just think, once again, going back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago, if you can win on first down, you can create matchups that they can really struggle with. Defensively, they're not very good. And if you can control the ball and keep it out of Burrow's hands, you got a chance to win this game. And you got a chance to, I don't want to say win it dominantly because Burrow's going to be so tough, but if you can control that clock, you got a chance to win this game I would say.
Coach, when it comes to Joe Flacco, we know that after last year, turnovers are bad. Don't do turnovers. Joe tends to do the turnovers. So, what is the push and pull of a wide zone run scheme, running the ball a lot with authority, and making enough plays with Joe without then, maybe throwing the ball 41 times a game?
Well, yeah, I think if you can keep it in that 25 to 35 range and 4 to 7 of those are shot plays where you're not really reading a bunch of stuff, you're just trying to set it up with the run. I think what he can, first of all, I think he's going to not turn the ball over so much, because I think when he got in here, He was excited. They were much better offensively. I think he understands this year for them to be successful, they have to play close to the best. They have to be boring on offense. Now, you got to let them cook a little bit. You got to let them eat a little bit. But however, I think that comes with play action. I think that comes with I saw that a little bit when during the preseason, after a big pass, they go back to the run. So I think they got to shorten the clock. They got to do things well. And I think he understands that a little bit more being a part of this whole offseason and now being the starting quarterback, that if they're going to win, turning the ball over for most teams is going to cost you a win. But for the Browns, it's especially because if you make the other team go 80, 90 yards against this defense, that's hard to do. It's really hard to consistently do. So I think he protects it better just because he's been here and he understands that for them to win games, which I think they can, he's got to protect the football.
Coach, you were a quarterback. How do you spice it up for a quarterback that is not inherently boring, but you said you need to play boring offense?
Well, I think obviously it's plays there when you get it. So if you're only throwing the ball 30 times, you're taking some shots, right? You're taking some shots downfield. It comes down to the run game. Can you get the run game? The only thing that quarterbacks care about at that level is winning. And Flacco's been around so long, he's got all kinds of numbers. He's not going to mind getting them into the right run play. He's not going to mind killing a play and going the opposite way because it sets up the run better. And then he won't mind if they're in 12 personnel. Now they're facing Al Golden, right? So Al Golden's a guy who likes to play close to the best. And what I mean by that, he's a situational guy. So when the Browns come out in two tight ends, he's going to come out with three linebackers. That kind of plays into the what Stefanski and Flacco like to do, because there's a lot of times they go up the line of scrimmage and they're going to run based on what they see defensively. So if he throws the ball a bunch of times, it's because they're crowding the line of scrimmage, which is also means there's a numbers game, right? There's less people covering. So I think for Joe Flacco, it's all about winning football games. And if that means getting you into the right run game, that sometimes is just as rewarding for a quarterback, because you're moving the team, which is kind of the ultimate goal in winning. It doesn't matter if you throw for 2 yards or 300. Winning is all that matters.
Lance Reisland on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan. So, Coach, obviously very excited. We got week one coming up here in Cleveland. But you're a part of the tailgate show with JP. I want to know, how are you going to keep this energy, this infectious personality up through 18 weeks if the Browns end up being a 5 or 6 win team?
Yeah, I want to know too, Coach.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Football is football to me, and I love it. So each week is a different week, and there's always something to play for, right? If you're playing, so if they're not winning, you're a pro, right? You got to go out, and people are earning spots, and it kind of goes back to everybody thinks I'm crazy because I like watching the second half of preseason games. Why? Because those guys are fighting their tails off, and for me, football is just like life, right? You got to fight, and you got to not listen to the outside noise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Boys, and my energy, it'll never change, because when you get into game week and you get in breaking down film, it kind of speaks to your culture, right? And if you it's not what you say, it's what you repeatedly do, and that energy has to stay the same, because you're one play away from kind of getting through the barrier, right? You're one play away from getting over the hump, and that's kind of what you got to look at. And if it's going into next year, if it's going into whatever, that's what you got to do. You have to stay the course, and can't talk about culture. You got to go do it, and I think that's that's what excites you. You know, I've had bad seasons as a coach as well. And, you know, you have to have that energy. If you don't, no one else will. And that's kind of, you know, my dad and I have always looked at it is it doesn't matter what your record is. It's next up. It's next day of practice. It's the next rep. That's what kind of makes you a winner down the road, whatever it may be.
Let me ask you a quarterback question that relates a little bit to the preseason. And so obviously we saw Shador. He had some of the same issues he had at Colorado where he turned his back. And you know, it's not great, obviously. But you said you watched every Bengals preseason game, and I believe it based off the notes. There was a play in there where Joe Burrow did the same exact thing that Shador is accused of. And Joe Burrow's obviously played in a Super Bowl. He is accomplished just about as much as you can in the NFL while not winning a Super Bowl and not winning a league MVP. He's very, very accomplished, though. But he had a very similar play, and I bring Joe into the mix because I also want to bring Caleb Williams in the mix. I listened into some of my buddies in Chicago, and they kept talking about how Caleb is guilty of the same things that Shador has been accused of, that Joe Burrow has been accused of. It's turning the back away from the play. How does that happen as a veteran quarterback, or how does that happen even as a young quarterback? And is it more common than maybe just what the casual fan thinks it is?
Well, you know, turning your back, what those guys try to do, they're always trying to extend those plays. So when the only difference between Joe Burrow is he's not necessarily a runner. Like Caleb Williams and Shador, part of their success has been extending plays and improvising when the structure goes away, right? So you have to do that sometimes. The problem is in the NFL, everybody's trying to strip the ball. For me, it's all about if you lose sight of your defenders, so no matter who does it, they're all wrong doing it, right? Because you just turn your back to defenders and you're asking for turnovers, right? Not only can they strip you, but now you lose coverage, you lose where your guys are at, scramble drill kind of gets messed up. But once again, for a guy like Caleb Williams and Shador, the Shador's habits come from, you know, that backpedaling that he does, you see, that's trying to buy time, because at Colorado he had to buy time, right? He had to get it past 2.8 because he had such pressure. Well, now he doesn't have to do that. So those are things he's going to learn and he's going to get much better at. Now, turning your back is one of those things, right? It's a no, 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 yes, right kind of thing. But for the most part, you're trying to do as a coordinator, as a quarterback coach, you're trying to limit mistakes, right? You're trying to limit the tornado of mistakes, right? And that kind of compounds it when you turn your back, because you're losing track of everybody, right? And when you lose track of everybody, that's when turnovers happen.
So I guess this is the excitement season. What are you most excited about heading into the season, or which players are you most excited about?
Well, I'm excited to see them get back to the Stefanski run game, right? And to try to create that attitude, I think that's important. I'm excited, you know, I've always, you know, those years you go in when no one thinks you're going to be good, you have two choices. You prove everybody right or you prove everybody wrong. And as long as everybody in that locker room thinks they can win, and that's the most important thing. So I'm interested, what I really want to see more than players is just kind of that mentality, not talking it or celebrating, just what is their energy level like when they get out on the field? Do they believe they can win? Do they believe that in the system they got? They got two really good coordinators. They got high-level people, especially on defense. You know, they should be believing that they can win, and they can win, you know, every week. And I know people are like, that's crazy. But maybe on the outside, but on the inside, they should believe they can win every game, and the best players should be out there. All the development stuff, all that stuff is, you know, I don't want to say out the window, but for Stefanski, it's right now, I got to win games, and I'm going to do whatever I can to win games. And I'm just interested. I want to see their energy level. I want to see them ready to play on Sunday afternoon.
All right, away from the Browns, I got to ask you, did you think people overreacted to Arch Manning and just really what was not a very good start?
You know, I do. Here's the thing. I do think they overreacted. Now, if you watch his fundamentals, I'm actually doing a little bit of that now, too. His fundamentals were way off, right? And he was throwing off his back foot. And fundamentally, he's a really sound fundamental quarterback, transferring his weight and all the other stuff I talk about. He just lost his rhythm. Now, what they did was they gave him multiple fronts, and it was, you know, paralysis from analysis, right? He was trying to figure out the coverage, and Patricia was doing a great job of disguising it and coming late with blitzes and showing seven and bringing five, showing five and bringing seven. He just did such a great job for his first start. But once again, it kind of goes back to Shador's first start, right? It's whether it's good or bad, there's going to be a learning curve, right? So you've never started. Now you're going against a Ohio State defense that's really, really good, and a coordinator who understands how to take the first read away. And for a quarterback, a young quarterback, that was always kind of the goal if we faced a young quarterback, a sophomore in high school, right? Take away the first read, because if you take away the first read, now he's got to think and get to the second one, which can cause fundamental issues, which can cause interceptions, all that kind of stuff. So Patricia did a great job of taking that first read away and making it very difficult. Now he's got to come back. Now he's got to prove everybody right or wrong again, right? He didn't play very well. He didn't throw it very well. Fundamentally, he was bad, and he looked bad. So he's got to figure it out and go back to work.
Hey, Coach, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Excited to have you on board all football season long, not just here, but on the tailgate show as well. Great stuff, buddy.
I appreciate you guys having me. We'll talk soon.
Lance Reisland there every Tuesday, 6 p.m. here on 92.3 The Fan. Of course, we'll be reacting to games starting next Tuesday. Great stuff with him. We'll react to what he had to say. And there's winning on the field. There's winning the press conference. And there's winning both. This happened. This actually happened. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.